That's the only thing you can do with it.
You didn't make anything out of, like, thick sour cream?
Not to my knowing.
Mm-hmm. You call that whey?
Yeah.
No, it's like, was it, there's some poem about eating curds and whey or something like that?
Yeah, I remember him talking about that, but I know you call it whey and you, take and feed the hog with it. But I didn't know, and then they used to sell milk back there too. They used to milk the cow, and they sell the milk. Mm-hmm. They would have a milk can, $5 milk can, $10 milk can, something. And then we stayed, because we used to sell milk. We stayed about a, I first from here, almost, I first from here to that, end of that project down there. I just took about a half a mile from there. From the road that the milk truck would travel, would pick up the milk and carry it to the dairy. Mm-hmm. Where we would just milk that milk and in the morning. Sometimes we milk it at the evening, but most of the sale had us milk in the morning where we had 4 or 5 cows then.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And we milked that milk, we'd have sometimes two or three 5 gallon cans or 10 gallon cans, what that was the wood. I think it was 5 gallon. Milk, and we would take that milk to the road and set it up there, and the man would pick it up and carry it to the dairy. Mm-hmm. And they would buy the milk from me. Sometimes the milk would curdle on you. If you happened to curdle, they sent it back and made whey. They called it whey. Mm-hmm. Or you would take that and feed it to the hog. And they would take that milk when you sent it to the dairy folk take it and carry it somewhere else and make cheese and stuff.
Oh, really?
Some of it was black corn, black belt dairy.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, they would take it, and they'd make cheese and things. It looked like I remember them taking somebody that picked up that whey and cat and did something with it, but I just don't remember what they did with it. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I don't think they fed the whole with it.
What kind of cheeses would they make, you know?
Cheese, what we eat today. Mm-hmm. That's what it made out.
Just different kinds of cheese?
Yeah.
What different kinds of vegetables do you grow on your farm?
Different kind of vegetables. Mustard, collard, turnips, carrots, beets.
Yeah.
And I never could do nothing with no lettuce. I ain't never. I've grown some more hot things you gotta do. I can't remember. I can't call them now. Rutabagas and all such stuff like squashes, okra, corn, that's vegetable too. Mm.
Did you ever grow any of those little red vegetables, little peppery tasting
vegetables? Yeah, red pepper, hot pepper. Mm-hmm.
I want those.
Bell pepper, tomatoes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever grow those little tiny tomatoes?
Mm-hmm.
What were they called?
I want some big tomatoes. I don't know, throw them tomatoes. And they got some little bitty little tomatoes called, you make soup out there. They say you make soup out there. You pull the hood, they wasn't no much, just about the size of my fingernail.
Oh, really?
They may be just a little bit bigger.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you find them bushes, they would grow in the field. And you could get the seeds and plant them. And boy, you had, they would take them and they would cook them. And pull the skin off them,
mm-hmm.
and make soup out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could cook them. I've known people to cook them and put sugar and stuff in them and put a little thickening in them and maybe put dumplings on them and have them. I forgot what to call it, but it would be something. Tastes all right, I bet.
Yeah. Tastes all right.
Yeah, it tastes all right.
Did what kind of say fruits did you have on your farm? Did you grow ready to make fruits?
No more of those green apples and pears.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Peaches.
Uh-huh. What kind of, was there 2 kind of peaches? Is there kind of?
Yeah, it's a clefstone peach and a, what kind of peach?